fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast. Jess and Tommy's In Case You Missed It.
Okay, so there's a bloke, he's 63 years old, right? He's American, his name's Ashrita Furman, and he actually holds the world record for holding the most world records. And he broke another one over the weekend. But before I tell you what that was, I just want to give you a bit of background on Ashrita, the kind of records he holds. Now, 1986 was the first time he broke a world record, and it was for the longest continuous somersault distance.
Somersault?
So he was somersaulting on the ground.
Do we have the distance?
Yeah. How? Would you be impressed if I said it was like, you know, a kilometre?
Oh, I would have been impressed if it was 100 metres.
It's 19 kilometres.
No, no, no. Does he have a neck?
I don't know.
Surely someone who's somersaulting 19K has no neck.
What a ridiculous achievement. But that was in 1986. Then 2001, the fastest time for 10 kilometres, sack racing.
Is he a carny?
I don't know. He seems like a bit of an odd character. 1 hour and 22 minutes, though, for 10Ks in a sack. That's actually pretty good.
Yes. Break that down for a second. Yes. People run marathons in that, you know what I mean? He's done it in a sack.
Yeah. So good stuff on for Ashrita there. But then over the weekend, he broke the world record for the longest distance with a lawnmower running carried on his chin.
A full lawnmower?
Yeah.
Don't they weigh a lot of kilos?
Yeah. So basically, he, you know how there's obviously the handle where you push the lawnmower? That's across his chin. That bar is across his chin. He's balancing it with his head facing up to the sky. And then there was a man standing next to him, kind of like holding the, almost like a power cord that was coming from the lawnmower just to make sure it didn't, if it fell.
Oh, yeah, the power cord was going to be the demise, the downfall of Ashrita, not the fact that he was trying to a 50-kilo thing on his chin.
Yeah, but
again, no neck. I think the neck would
neck is the key point here. Yeah. He carried it 70 metres.
What?
And he broke his previous world record of 20 metres.
Oh, he smashed it.
Yeah, he did. So, guys,
anything's possible.
Anything is possible, except somersaulting more than 19 kilometres. Don't try that.
That's Ashrita's.
Yeah.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
But right now we're asking the question, does the thought of old people having sex gross you out? This comes after the project on Friday night, Tommy. They had a sex therapist on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Waleed Ali opened the segment with a warning because of whose sex lives they were about to talk about.
Now, a quick public service announcement for this next story. Young people, now would be a good time to put in some earplugs. Old people, now would be a good time to go bonk. Your health depends on...
Yep, it's true. Seniors get freaky too. Even Pricey does the wild thing.
So you can kind of see where this one was going. Steve Price was going to be the butt of the joke. But then they had the sex therapist on who was talking about the rate oldies are getting it on is increasing and they're seeing benefits in like cognitive functioning.
Oh, wow.
And like general well-being. But I want to bring it back to Georgie Coghlan. So she's the chick who takes over from Carrie on Friday. She's a very accomplished journalist, very well experienced, but the way she was flipping out when Pricey was talking about certain things in his own sex life and relearning how to use condoms.
Would you feel comfortable going into a chemist and buying a condom at this age?
And having a lesson and how to use it because I haven't had one on for a while.
So you can hear, it's kind of drowned out by the audience laughter there, but Georgie full flips out. I've got a screen grab on our socials at the moment, Hit GV, but she's full shaking her head like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And the sex therapist is like, no, these are the attitudes we need to quash. It's totally normal. And as we're seeing, old people having sex is great for their health. I don't think it's that weird. I don't think it's that gross. I don't think it warranted that kind of reaction.
No. Well, how old's Steve Price? Ballpark.
Like 60s?
Yeah. I don't think it's that big a deal because I hope when I'm that old, I'm still married and having sex with someone. So, I mean,
that's a great point. Put yourself in their shoes kind of thing. And when there's health benefits to it.
Well, exactly.
How can you be like, oh, it's gross? Well, no, it's normal and it's good for them.
Well, apart from that, They obviously love each other very much.
Exactly. And now we've got a comment on the Facebook page and I said, you know, do you think Georgie Coughlin's reaction is warranted here? Does old people having sex gross you out? And someone wrote, this is why Channel 10 is in voluntary administration.
Oh, whoa.
Well, that's a little bit. We've taken a turn there. But there you go. Let's celebrate the fact. When you see your gran or your grandpa today, maybe just ask him and give him a, it's all right. We celebrate you.
Maybe don't ask him.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Get up with Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding, your furniture and bedding specialists.
Good morning, team, and happy Monday.
Jess, you went out on the weekend, didn't you, with your girls?
I did. Hashtag, yeah, nah, the girls.
Yeah, nah, the girls. You went out to the deck here in Shepparton. You went with Workday Gem. Now, I'm an avid follower of Workday Gem on Twitter. She does some great work.
Does she? I don't use Twitter.
I woke up on Sunday morning, just checked my Twitter, see what was going on. There was a tweet from Workday Gem, 1:43 a.m. in the morning. It said, yas, the club is playing High School Musical, Breaking Free. This is my jam. Okay. I actually am on Gemma's side. I love that song and the remix. Very hard, very heavy. Good job, Gem. But I'm not sure Twitter is the place you're going at 1:43 a.m. Maybe a Facebook status I would have approved of, Instagram even, maybe even Snapchat. But Gem, lift your game. And I need better from you, Jess. You are Gemma's friend. You were there with her. You need to not let this happen.
In my defense, Tommy, I think we'd come home by that stage. No. I don't think we were still out at 1:43.
Oh, Workday Gem.
So in my defense, I did not see her phone or her Twittering at any point in the evening. I reckon she did that from bed.
We'll
have to get her in and ask.
Yeah, let's get her in before the end of the show.
Coming up this hour, is it a thing to say goodnight to your housemates, to people you're not related to? We're opening that can of worms just after 7:30.
And then just before that, though, Jessica, you love your jingles. You love singing along to them.
I love an ad jingle, yes.
So I'm going to play snippets from different ad jingles here on Hit 96.9 and try and get you to pick them. Like a second of the jingle, see if you can pick what it is.
Easiest game ever. But next, Tommy, did you know someone has nominated Shep for the Keep Victoria Beautiful Awards?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. It's in the paper this morning, and I have some thoughts.
Oh, yeah?
Which I would, no one's asked me for them, but I'm going to share them either way.
That's your job, bro.
Seriously. New music now from Shawn Mendes. This is There's Nothing Holding Me Back on the GB's Hit 96.9. Inside 20, is it a thing to say goodnight to your housemates, to say goodnight to people you're not related to? Opening that can of worms very soon.
I feel backwards again because I'm standing here behind the buttons and it's very confusing because we're about to play a game. We love playing games here. And once a week, we play a game called Lyrical Genius where the song stops and I have to guess the words. And I think I'm very good at it. Jess, you think you're very good at singing along to jingles.
I am. I know all the jingles to all the advertisers on this station. I am happy to make that huge claim.
Okay, so right now we're about to play a game. It's called What's That Jingle?
Asterix, working title.
Yeah, we love our working titles. Okay, so I'm going to play a snippet, like less than 1 second of a jingle.
Less than 1 second. Make sure the headphones are turned all the way up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what it is. Okay, first one here.
Oh, one more time. Sam the Flower Man, Renato's Florist. Yeah!
Correct. Now, I don't think, I'm going to go out early on a limb here and say, I reckon you're going to get 3 out of 3.
Thank you.
Because you know them well.
Thank you for the confidence.
And as soon as you hear it, it's like, oh, I reckon you need to hear it a couple of times.
Yeah,
and then
I might need to hear it twice. Let me see if I can get it in one go. And if anyone thinks they can beat me, I'm happy to take on a challenger one time. So hit us up on the socials if you think you're as good as me at this game.
All right, here we go. Jingle 2.
All day, all night, every day, APCO.
All day, all night, every day, APCO.
Didn't need the second time
no,
around
you
there,
didn't.
Did I, Tommy?
But when I was listening to our ads, not that many of them actually have jingles where someone sings. A lot of them are just like
a
background noise.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. So for a clean sweep, 3 out of 3, Jess, your third jingle.
I love this game so much. Relax and enjoy. That's Life at the Park Lake.
Yeah, there we go.
Tommy, I reckon you could get shorter. If you can cut it any shorter.
You reckon?
Let's challenge next week.
All right, let's play again.
Get it even shorter.
We'll play again next week.
Oh, God, I had so much fun.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
These things matter.
That's still a thing.
This is the real thing, man.
Jess and Tommy's Is That a Thing?
13, 12, 16, as always, you get to play the jury. Is it a thing to say goodnight to your housemates, to say goodnight to people that you're not related to or in a relationship with? Tommy, this has sparked over the last week or so. You know I've just got a new housemate.
I do.
And you also know from our time living together, I do not like to say goodnight. I think it's something you either strictly do with your family when you're a youngster, or with your partner. I feel like it has a romantic connotation. And my new housemate is giving me crap that I don't tell her goodnight. I'm like, you're not my girlfriend and you're not my sister. I'm not saying goodnight to you.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to enrage people of the GV and the phone lines to actually blow up. Because you are just so out of touch on this one, bro. Like, it's just a nice, polite thing to say. I equate it to the same thing as saying hello or goodbye. It's the same thing.
But I'm going to bed. Why does she need to know that? Why does anyone need to know that? What politeness? What's it got to do with manners?
I think it's just a polite thing to say. Like, good night, good night. I hope you have a good night. That's what I think it is.
What do you mean, I hope you have a good night? You're about to go to sleep.
Yeah, I hope you sleep well. That's what it means to me. It's like, good night, I hope you have a... brackets. Good night. That's how it works in my head.
No way. I think it's such a romantic thing. It should be strictly for your partner or for your family, like your kids or something. It's not a housemate thing. 13, 12, 16, is it a thing to say goodnight to your housemates?
Why do you think that you think it's a romantic thing? Where has that come from? Because there's nothing, you know, there's no babe on the end of it. There's no, you know, the two words good and night, not typically romantic in themselves. Where has it come from that you think it's a family or relationship thing?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe we have to get a therapist in here. We have to debunk this. But to me, good night is a symbol of... it's not manners. It's like...
Okay.
You know what? I can't even explain it, but it's not something you do with housemates. And I've lived with my housemates, one of them for about a year.
Yeah.
And then the next one, she's never said anything. But this new one's waltzed in here being like, why don't you say good night? Like, because you're not my girlfriend.
Someone, please... 13, 12, 16, give me a call. Help out. Is it a thing to say goodnight to your housemates?
Coming up, our 24-hour phone swap challenge kicks off just after 8. You won't want to miss this. But right now we're chatting, is it a thing to say goodnight to your housemates? Tommy, I've told you recently I just acquired a new housemate. And she seems to have a problem with the fact that I don't say goodnight to her and the rest of the house. I think it's romantic. You say it to your partner when you're cuddling up in bed and you're about to switch off the lamp. You don't say it to randos who you happen to live in the same house with.
No, I think you do. I think you're so out of touch here. You can, yeah, I understand that you do say it to your partner when you're in bed, but you can also say it to a rando. But even, see, now you've got me saying random. Your housemates aren't random. They live in the same house as you. They're basically your family. You see them more often than you do your family.
Yeah, that's a good point. But no, it's romantic. You either say it to little kids to wish them sweet dreams, or you say it to your partner as you're cuddling up in bed. In Shepherd and Laura, come on, is it a thing to say goodnight to housemates?
Yes, it is.
Do you live with people other than your family / partner, Laura?
Yes.
And you say goodnight to these randos every single evening?
Yes.
I don't believe you can call them randos. If you're sitting on the couch watching MasterChef with them, they're not really randos, they're your mates.
Laura, don't you feel like it's quite intimate, it's quite personal, it's almost romantic? Why are you doing it?
It's a polite thing to say, and like I've even said it to randoms down the street, like, good night.
What? Laura's dishing out rogue good nights.
Laura, I don't know about saying it to actual randos down the street at the shops.
I'm picturing Laura driving down Wyndham, just yelling it out at about 7 o'clock. Yeah. Good night, world. Good night, moon. Good night, Vic Park.
Oh, Laura, brilliant.
Well, Laura, thanks so much for getting involved, but I don't know, Laura seems a bit too friendly for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's the best jury. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if she is, but unfortunately for you... She is the jury in this case.
She's the only juror, so...
That is a thing.
There you go, mate. It is a thing. You heard Laura. So what you're going to have to do is say goodnight to your housemates tonight, report back to us tomorrow and let us know how it goes.
I reckon they're going to flip out. They'll be like, what have you taken? Happy pills just before bed? No, I just take magnesium. All right, I'll report back tomorrow. Goodnight to housemates. Who knew that was a thing?
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
The new Samsung S8, Australia's fastest phone, now available at Telstra. That's what I like. Jess and Tommy's Phone Swap on the GB's Hit 96.9.
We love a good little social experiment here at Hit 96.9, don't we, Tommy?
We really do.
And when Telstra hooked us up with the new Samsung S8, their fastest phone, the country's fastest phone, we thought, what can we do to give this fantastic prize away? And we thought, you know what? Let's challenge someone to swap their phone for 24 hours. And if they can last, we'll reward them with the Samsung S8.
Pretty easy when you put it like that.
Pretty easy. And Trista got involved. Good morning, Trista.
Good morning.
Trista, you registered at hit.com.au. You yes. nominated a colleague, Joe, and you said, yeah, I could swap my phone with Joe for 24 hours. She'd get your phone. You'll get hers. I could last the day. How are you feeling now that the day is here and you're looking at 24 hours, the whole day and the whole night without your beloved phone?
A little bit nervous.
A little bit nervous. Now, in your entry, Trista, this is what you said. We said, what are you most nervous about? You nominated Joe and you said, what Joe will put on my social media accounts and all the random things she'll find in my photos. Now, Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Now, this is an interesting dynamic, isn't it, Tommy? Because Trista's, you know, your boss, she you know, is. She's your superior.
That's right.
You're going to have her phone for 24
I'm
hours.
I'm going to have fun. Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to have great fun.
Well, that's, Joe, obviously Trista's nominated you, but we need to make sure. Are you going to hack her Facebook? Are you going to do this right? Are you going to do right by us?
I'm going to do things she'll never forget.
Okay, great.
Fantastic. And now I think we have to go back to Trista. You said you were worried what she was going to find in your photos. Have we deleted things? Have we cleared the browser history? What was your preparation like over the weekend?
I haven't done too much prep. I've got rid of the ones that should never be seen.
Good.
A couple
good.
Of selfies in there maybe you didn't want seen, or maybe it's a little bit more risky. Okay.
Joe, now are you going to try and use this as a way to sort of pretend to be the boss for today?
Oh,
you're
yes,
going to get Trista actually, to do a bit of work for you?
Yes, that would be a great idea. Yes,
fantastic. And girls, how do you reckon you go? You have to answer the phone calls, respond to the messages, the emails, you know, if you get private messages on Facebook.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun.
Joe is raring to go.
Yep, can't wait.
Now, Trista, we will give you this platform. Is there anything you want to veto? Is there anything you don't want Joe to do?
Come on, spit it out.
This is your time.
No, not really.
Oh, good.
She's an open book. That's what we like.
Great sport.
Tommy and I switched phones last week just for the show, just for 3 hours. And in that 3 hours, I managed to respond to quite a few messages. And, you know, all quite innocent, I thought. He changed my name on Facebook. And with changing your name on Facebook, you can't change it back for 2 months.
Oh.
And he made my last name Fart Chioni. Oh. So, I mean, good, innocent, wholesome fun. But if you want to take a, you know, maybe Joe, you can have a quick 5-minute chat with Tommy. Get some ideas on some scandalous things you can do.
Now, we are going to have to pop in to the office, girls, where you're working, just to make sure you haven't swapped back, you're not breaking the rules, and we'll check up and see.
I think a few prank calls might be in order, Tommy. Make sure Joe does answer Trista's phone. And likewise, Trista, I mean, you've got Joe's phone.
Yeah.
Anything she does to you, you just do straight back.
And Joe, something I want to ask, you're not getting anything out of this.
No.
So why are you helping Trista out?
Well, because she's good value. She is. No, she's always giving to people and, you know, she's worth it and she deserves it.
Yeah, so if you can help her out, that is awesome.
It. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the kind of person who's going to go too hard on the social media accounts, Tommy. Too hard with the hacking.
Oh, she's got that look in her eyes. She might.
Lulling Trista into a false sense here. Well, girls, I think the time is now. Get your phones out. Trista, your old phone that was what stopping, not turning on. What was wrong with the old phone?
Turns off, takes about 10 minutes to reply to a message.
Well, you last 24 hours, girlfriend, and you will have a brand new Samsung S8, Australia's fastest phone, which I think something you are very interested in. Joe is raring to go. Her thumbs are absolutely...
My thumbs are there ready.
Well, girls, good luck. 24 hours. We will be keeping track of you. We'll be keeping tabs.
Tabs.
Tabs. Dibs. Yeah. Tabs. good luck.
Thank you.
Jess and Tommy's phone swap. Keep up to date with our socials. Hit GB. Catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
People that know me, Jess, there's not many people who know me better than you do, are more likely to describe me as a boy than as a man.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Now, can confirm.
Over the weekend, I finally became a man at 27 years old. Now sit down, grab a hot cocoa, because this is a great story.
Mini marshmallows or large?
Obviously large. Okay. Tegan and I, my girlfriend, beautiful girlfriend Tegan, we stayed at a mate's place over the weekend, and it was a bit of a housewarming kind of thing, so we just grabbed the cushions off the couch and we ended up staying over there, just on the floor in the lounge room. Now, obviously, you know, the GV is very cold at this time of year. We only had one kind of, not a proper doona, it was like, you know, a blanket that you just throw over yourself on the couch. That's what we were sleeping with.
A throw almost.
Yeah. So we woke up in the middle of the night, we were both shivering, both so cold. Now, this is where my... I would almost describe them as caveman instincts kicked in, like wanting to be a provider and a protector for my girlfriend.
Did you start clicking rocks together to start a fire or something in the living room?
No. Like, I even went a step further. Not knowing what was out there in the dark house, I went walking through foreign territory looking for more blankets. Going where?
Started snooping.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could say snooping, but I'm going to say hunting. For a blanket. Now, it was tough. There were times where I didn't think I'd make it back because there were, like, sleeping dogs on the floor. There was mess everywhere. I didn't want to wake anyone up. I found the linen cupboard, grabbed a few extra blankets, and I felt pretty good about myself. I'm like, you've done well here.
If they had extra blankets, why didn't they give them to you at the beginning? We know it drops to, like, minus one. I reckon that's cruel by your hosts there, giving you one measly blanket to last the whole night.
Okay, I agree with you, but also... had they given us more blankets, I wouldn't have become a man.
You wouldn't have been challenged. I'm like, yeah, okay, keep going. Okay. Soldier on, sir.
So I got these blankets. I was feeling pretty chuffed with myself, pretty good, being like, yeah, I'm a provider. I'm a real man.
You walk three steps to the linen cupboard and grab some towels.
Like. Well, you could also say it like that, but my story's better, I think. And I felt pretty good, and I'm like, oh, Tegan's going to be so excited and so happy when I get back and give her the blankets.
You're not out in Antarctica. You're at someone's house.
Yeah, but it was cold. And you know what happened when I got back? She'd fallen asleep.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.